Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bebop Banter, the internet's premier anime podcast. My name is Super Full Power Saiyan 4 Limit Breaker Wes, and I'm joined by my fellow Super Full Power Limit Breaker 4s and my co-hosts at the same time, Demetrius.
I can't believe these names are real.
And the current World of Warcraft hardcore addict who is gaming right now as we record. So if he makes noises out of disappointment or glee, it's the man, the myth, the legend himself. He's back, Saeed.
This is for Azeroth.
What are you playing right now, Saeed? What race?
So I'm playing hardcore World of Warcraft, in which if you die, your character gets deleted. I'm currently playing on my level 12 Paladin. I'm in Westfall right now, doing a quest to kill Harvest Watchers, but they are orange mobs. They're yellow and orange mobs. Orange mobs are kind of dangerous, so stay tuned.
Wish him luck.
Yeah, so we are going to be recording a podcast. Saeed is back after a short leave of absence here, and thank you all to everybody that listened to our latest podcast, where it was just Demetrius and myself with a special guest kind of towards the end. So if you haven't listened, go back and listen to that. But thank you to everybody that listened to that, where we talked about Manga Plus's top 20. Demetrius, tragedy struck this past week. Kagurabachi actually fell below Chainsaw Man. So,
No.
They just don't know. Oh my gosh. They don't know.
What happened? This is impossible. Inconceivable.
It's inconceivable. But what else is inconceivable, look at that segue, is that Saeed and I actually went to an anime convention very recently.
That we did.
It wasn't KatsuCon. That's in February. It wasn't Otakon. That tends to be in that July to August type of period. Oh, no. We went to Anime Fredericksburg. I believe that is what it was. Maybe used to be called TanukiCon, but for interesting reasons that we couldn't find out online, it is now Anime Fredericksburg. They were supposed to be on the same date at the same place. Just going to guess they flipped to one.
Question.
Do you think
they changed the name because they got a whole different crowd there before?
Oh my god.
We saw one of those fellas.
Saeed thought it was a real dog.
Yeah, I was like, oh, which, shit, a dog. Will, oops. Pardon my language, it's been a while.
That's all right. That's okay.
Was this person bent over?
It was bent over.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Throwing it back.
Yo, he said throwing it back. But we'll talk about it here in a second because everybody, we just want to get out of the way. Yo. There is... If you want to support the podcast other than just listening to it, you can follow us on Instagram at @bebop_banter. Interact with us. Comment below on our announcement posts, that sort of thing. But Demetrius, what's the other way people can support the podcast?
You can go to our Patreon, where we will be releasing exclusive content. There's some things that we released earlier in the year that is currently there. And if you join now, in December and most likely January, we'll just pause billings until we can get some new stuff built up and you can enjoy all that extra content.
Yeah, this was actually originally intended to potentially be an extra content episode, but we decided there was just so much to talk about, and it being, and I think this is very important for us to put out there, the first Anime Fredericksburg branded anime convention that just so happened to be in Fredericksburg, that for people in the area, for people that might be looking for other conventions to go to, we're going to put it out there for everybody to listen to. Demetrius, you might have all noticed, was not on the list of people that I just said, being me, myself, and Saeed, that went to this convention, because of course Demetrius was not in the area. So he will be, I'm going to hand it over to you, Demetrius. He will be acting as the kind of moderator for this discussion. Our goal isn't necessarily to rate this convention between Saeed and myself. Rather, we just want to talk about the experience we had, things we liked, things we didn't like. things that could be improved so that in the future, should this convention continue, should it grow, maybe, you know, some of it can be implemented. We can kind of see the evolution of something small before our very eyes. So, Demetrius, I'm going to hand it over to you, my brother.
Yes, thank you for the mic. So, I guess my first question is, driving up to this place, well, first of all, how much did it cost? And then what was your impression of, like, the venue? What was that like?
Yes.
Driving up, it was like a 35-minute drive there. There's a bit of traffic on the way back, but it wasn't too bad. Parking was plentiful. Venue was kind of small.
Like, was it a hotel? You think it was like a hotel? Or like
No. It was an actual convention center.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the Fredericksburg Convention Center. And it's also important to note that this thing, because when I say prices, this is going to kind of reflect why it's that price. It was a 10/1015, which I'll get into in a second, to 5 conventions. So it was a one-day mini convention. In a space that's probably, Saeed, would you say like a quarter of the size of the Artist Alley of Otakon? Maybe.
In Otakon, like an eighth. Katsukon, maybe like a quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was tiny.
But it's not bad. I mean,
there were maybe 3 rows. Maybe 3 rows to walk through. But it wasn't as long, if that makes sense.
Right. Right. I think for a first convention, that's fairly typical.
Right.
Yeah, and pricing, it was $17 plus a $3 processing fee for VIP. And that got you the super awesome 15-minute early entry. It got you in there at 10 instead of 10:15. And it got you a badge and I think an art print. But Saeed and I went with the normal passes, which didn't give you any of that. We just got a little wristband, like a basic, generic, almost concert-style wristband.
Mm-hmm.
And those were $7.
I didn't know how to take mine out, so I cut it.
Yeah, I cut it. It was $7 with a $3 fee. So $10. $10.
Wow. Hey, that's a bargain, honestly, for what you got. So, now that you've driven there, you paid for it, you see what's going on. Like, what was the vendor feel? What was the vibe, I guess? Because every convention, Otakon has a vibe, Katsukon has a vibe. What was the vibe of Anime Fredericksburg?
Yeah, I think it's important to note, right? Like, Otakon, the vibe, it's a lot of shopping and a decent amount of panels. And it's hot in the summertime. And a lot of people are just there for the experience of being able to buy things, right? Mm-hmm. Or like larger arcade. That's what I get from Otakon a little bit. Katsukon is a lot of convention cosplay pictures.
Cosplay,
it's a lot more like hang out of a feel. Like, they still have the shopping that I still enjoy doing. But it's a lot more, let's people watch. Let's go to the atrium area and watch the cosplay costume contests and that sort of deal.
Mm-hmm.
The vibe for this, Saeed, correct me if I'm wrong or if you have anything to add on to this. It was very, like, swap meet feeling.
Yeah. It was basically just a place to go buy stuff.
But even then, like...
Yeah.
And I think this feeds into the vibe a little bit. It was because Saeed, you and I discussed it on the drive back, probably like a 75-25 split of non-anime related merchandise to anime related merchandise.
Yeah.
When you say non-anime, what in particular?
Like other pop culture things.
Mm-hmm, yeah, lots of pop culture. So there was a lot of Pokemon card, like stalls that were only Pokemon cards, right?
Okay.
Which is tangentially related to anime, but it's not traditionally what you'd see at like a convention. A lot of Transformers, which I guess again tangentially related to anime, but because it's not Gundam. Some anime series, and it started in Japan, but it's not Gundam, you know. Power Rangers, which is like Super Sentai. That's not really anime, but a lot of like, it was a lot of retro stuff, which was really interesting.
That was cool to me though. That was my favorite part about it.
There was one booth that was probably what, say, the best one we went to in our estimation. That Demetrius, do you remember all the old, like, Western company released Dragon Ball figures?
Yeah, I have a lot of them.
That came with, like, the little tiny orange Dragon Balls?
Yeah.
There was a booth that had, like, all of them.
Ooh, in that's pretty cool.
Being sold.
It was sick. It was like I was in KB Toys again or something.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It felt like a KB Toys walking in. And they had, like, that for the OG Power Rangers toys. And some OG video, like retro video game stuff. But in general, like, not a lot of... Oh, and there was a lot of 3D printed stuff, which I'd never seen before at one of these. Like, whole booths dedicated to selling 3D printed goods.
That's... Now, if you ask me, 3D print is something that's only going to get bigger, so that's interesting that you saw it there.
And, like, I want to correct myself real quick, because, and Saeed, you go in the artist alley a lot in a lot of these conventions we go to.
Yeah.
So you can, I think, agree with me on this one. We see a lot of 3D printed stuff in the artist alleys of anime conventions, whether it's like a button or a little 3D printed figure of an anime guy or something like that. But this was straight up just like, here's a 3D printed gecko, or like a 3D printed lizard, or like a 3D printed Thor's hammer, or a 3D printed like bust of the Green Ranger or something like that. It was like not necessarily anime 3D printed stuff, which is what we would traditionally see.
Right.
It was really interesting in that regard. And also it was really interesting that I get that it was a small convention, but there wasn't a split between dealer stuff and artist alley stuff. They were all like mixed with each other.
Okay. But with it being small, it's probably like, you know, they had the venue, they probably just had them all put together. I'm sure this was more, I think all conventions are volunteer run, not really a big organization. Maybe Otakon is a little bigger now because they have so much going on, but I wouldn't be surprised if this was a very small, tight-knit group that put this together.
Now, the one shocking thing, and this kind of goes to why I think it was like a swap meet vibe, is there was one booth that, you know, when you go to an anime convention, we've talked about it, there's always booths that are just tables of figures, right?
Always.
And there was one booth that maybe had like 10 to 12 figures lined up that way. And Saeed and I saw it from distance because they were all One Piece figures.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, oh man, like there's the booth. There's what we're finally waiting for to get. And bro, Demetrius, they were all fake.
Oh no. Oh no.
Like they were all knockoff figures.
Monkey F. Luffy.
No, it was insane. It was like figures, and they were all super cheap. I picked one up. I looked at one and was like, yo, why is this $10? And then you look at it, and the paint is all off, and the face is painted kind of weird, and the coloring is a little different. They had a Gear 5 Luffy figure there.
Oh, that's cool. But it was fake.
That was like the box it came in was like a cardboard box that was covered in Gear 5 manga panels with no text on it, and it was like dented and beat up, and it was like the knockoff, the most knockoff stuff I've seen in a while. But I've never seen knockoff stuff sold at anime conventions before, which is why I said it kind of has that swap meet feel. Like, there were some Naruto, little mini Naruto figures that had a little more skin pigment to them than normal. You know?
Oh, boy.
Just because the paints that were picked.
Yeah.
The paints that were picked there.
So, if the figures, if you ran into some fake figures that had a very nice cheap price tag. Was there any... What else in terms of figures? Were there any good figures?
No.
Like official art anywhere? Banging,
if there's banging, by the way, there are people over. But no, there was like no official art. Saeed did make
fan
purchases.
Art?
Oh, there was fan art, but Saeed, what did you think of the art that we had at this convention?
There was, I think, only one stall that caught my eye. It was the one that did the Ghibli stuff, that cool, cool style. But besides that, not really.
Outside of Ghibli, was there any other vendor that you have seen at Otakon or KatsuCon? No? Okay,
really,
so
no,
all
no.
small and local. Okay,
and
cool.
this is what we were saying. Like, nothing against the people that showed up to Anime Fredericksburg with their art. There was some genuinely, like, pretty good stuff there. But if any of the typical Otakon or KatsuCon people that we went to bought a booth... they would have sold out immediately.
They would have raked it in, yeah.
Because I felt like there were people that were there ready to buy things, but there wasn't much to buy that people were interested in.
It was
especially because,
like, the quality. Yeah.
Saeed, the quality first of all. But Saeed, what did you purchase, and how much did you purchase it for?
I got a Kirby. Plushie, two of them. One of them was $25. Not big at all.
Fist-sized
Kirby. Okay.
$25.
$25. It's a blue one. I was going to buy like four or five of them because I didn't expect them to be $25.
They had the whole color spectrum.
So I just bought. I just bought the one blue.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it was expensive.
Yeah.
Like, there were some prices that were kind of high. There were some prices that were surprisingly low, too. But in general, it was not the greatest shopping experience, I would say.
I mean, that's...
But again...
Fair.
That comes
you know?
Down to like, yeah, it comes down to who they could get to come to the first year, right?
Any cosplays that you saw?
Oh, man.
People did cosplay, but it wasn't like all out there. There was a cosplayer that they brought in that was a good cosplayer. Yeah.
That I'd never heard of before that were pretty good. And then let me pull up the guest list while we're at this here, because they had two guests that were pretty much set up there the whole day. Like they were at their tables. It was Joshua Seth, who's homeboy from Akira.
Tetsuo?
No, Kaneda. Who's the bad guy from
Tetsuo
Akira? "Quote unquote bad guy," yeah.
Tetsuo,
the English VA of Tetsuo, the English VA of Tai from Digimon, Shobu from Duel Masters, some Zatch Bell character. So he was one guest, and then the other guest was Wayne Grayson, who did Joey Wheeler from Yu-Gi-Oh, Cyrus Truesdale from Yu-Gi-Oh, the weird like snake ghost person from Shaman King. So those are the two voice actors, and then they.
Bro,
had
Did you get a signature from Joey Wheeler?
No, nah. I didn't go get. There was actually that was the one thing I will say. There was a line to see these
there was.
Two. Yeah, so people were up on that, but the place that there wasn't really lines was Astro Void cosplay, Bat Von Boo, and Benjamin Banks. Those were the. Those were the three cosplay guests there.
Benjamin Banks. What a name.
Yeah, I'll send you how he looks here real quick.
I mean, I'm kind of surprised you guys didn't get a Joey Wheeler signature and have him do like an impression of his New York accent that we all know is true to the Japanese style.
Oh, of course. But I think that, like, at that point in the day to where we would have done it, we were just so uninterested.
Oh, yeah. We walked through the thing pretty quickly. Within an hour, you can probably walk into it. Walk through it, I mean.
Yeah.
We did a few laps because I was thinking about buying a Charizard card, but it was like $235.
Oh.
Yes, Saeed almost bought an unlimited base set Charizard for $235.
Oh.
He didn't.
Oh boy.
He didn't because we price checked. We price checked. But
yeah, I'm proud of you. Jeez.
Yeah. But he was thinking about it.
I've been to a smaller convention in my local area, and it sounds very similar to what you guys experienced. Mm-hmm. I guess my question is, do you think if it was coming back and it sounded like it was going to get a little bigger, would you go again? Is this something that you would like to see grow?
I'd like to see it grow.
Oh, no!
There it is. Dang.
I didn't die. I just watched someone die. I tried to run to go heal him when...
Oh.
He said, I watched him die.
He was level 14.
Oh, no. A kindred spirit.
What level are you,
Saeed? 12.
Oh. You better get away from there. That guy's better than you. But to answer your question, Demetrius, it would really depend on a couple of factors that Saeed and I talked about. Chief among them being the activities available to do at this convention.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were two activities you could do. It was a one-room convention, and there were two things. Besides, they had like the typical arcade area, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like four or five arcade machines of just Street Fighter or the Hololive fighting game that I guess they side-loaded onto a cabinet, which is interesting in and of itself, like another kind of bootleg, not official thing that they had going on.
Yeah.
But there were two actual events. The first one was a Street Fighter tournament that you could watch at 2:00. And then the second one was a cosplay contest followed up by a dance-off to end the day at 4:00.
Which Street Fighter do you know?
The newest one, 6.
6? Okay.
Yeah. which would have been cool to watch, but the ultimate issue about this was Saeed and I got there at 10:15.
We got there at like 11.
11? We got there at 11? It opened at 10:15, though.
Yeah.
Opened at 10:15, we got there at 11, and we were done with literally everything by noon.
Mm.
And there was no, like, you would think with the sheer amount of tables selling trading card game supplies, you'd think there would have been an area to sit down and play, like what Otakon has, right?
Yeah.
Or what Katsukon has. But there was not one. I don't know if it came down to pricing, like how much it might have cost them to rent out the other room, because there was a room right next to it that was the exact same size, that they could have easily moved all the card game vendors into and then set up tables to, and then used the extra space in the dealer's room to have a cosplay like photo op thing every 30 minutes to an hour to at least give you something to do. But there was no space like that, so it was straight up, once you walk through this area, you can either sit down at the arcade thing and play a couple arcade games, sit down at the like 6 tables they had next to where they were selling the typical convention center chicken strip thing,
mm-hmm.
Or leave and come back at 2 and 4 for the two things. Like, there wasn't anything to actually do scheduled.
Yeah, it sounds like there wasn't like... It sounds like there wasn't a hub where you could kind of just relax.
Nope.
Nah.
Nope.
Because Katsukon, again, it's unfair, but I'll say it, that we're comparing it to very large conventions that we've been to that all, that mm-hmm. just have the energy of the venue alone with the people coming in, and usually just how the space looks is enough to keep you afloat for hours on end.
Yeah, like this place was kind of dark, right, Saeed?
Yeah, it was a little dark. Flooring was darker. Mm. Lighting wasn't
oh, man. The best. And Saeed, what did it smell like, buddy old pal?
It was fine for a little bit, but then near one of the hall things, it's been a long time since I smelled the con funk at a con.
Yeah.
I was going to bring up the con smell thing's not really a thing, because I haven't smelled it much since we went. Whenever we go to the bigger ones, I don't really smell anything too bad, even in crowds. But for some reason, this one, a little stankers.
Hey, look, man. Hey, when I was... Last time I was at Otacon, was it 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it was...
Oh, wait, bad reference, because the past few, we had masks on.
That's true. We had masks on. KatsuCon, it helps that KatsuCon is... It's cold, yeah. It's in the winter, so people are typically somewhat bundled up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this one, like... It was dark. There was no communal area. And I feel like while it's unfair to compare it to a larger convention, at the same time, again, this being the first one, like, lessons learned for the next one. Maybe have a space designated for people to just be able to hang out.
Yeah, like, something for retention rate.
Yeah, it seemed successful.
Yeah, there was foot traffic. Capacity.
Yeah, I looked up parking capacity, and parking capacity to this place was 1,200 spots. Right?
Okay.
And how full would you say it was, Saeed?
The parking lot was probably, I'd say, about 85-90% full when we got there.
Yeah, it was like, and you got to assume, you know, more than one person a car, so there could have been maybe upwards of 2,000 to 3,000 people at this convention throughout the course of the 10 to 5 period. So in the future, should this stick around? And should I be interested to go again? Which it would be interested to see, like, okay, how much did they improve from the second one to the first one? Like, have an area, maybe, like, get that other room or just some place where people can sit down, relax, play some games with each other, do something. Because the big, I guess, retention draw that they had going on, which it's this place also hosts a thrifting convention called Thrift World, which I went to a couple years ago, and it did the exact same thing. The big draw they tried to do was a raffle. So every like 30 minutes they called out a ticket number and you could go to the front to win a prize, but the prize was like a My Hero Funko Pop.
Oh, yeah.
So that was their big retention thing. Like if they had I don't know, a space showing AMVs on a big screen, or like if they just had something else to do,
like a Saeed show, like a show, or like you said, AMVs, or we're showing My Hero from like 10 to 12, and then after that, it'll be Demon Slayer, then followed by Jujutsu Kaisen.
It doesn't have to be something you have to pay licensing rights or anything like that to.
Mm-hmm.
Just have something. Like, we checked the schedule when we finished walking around at noon to be like, okay, let's... Because, Saeed, you said it. You thought we were going to be there for longer.
Yeah, I was expecting to be there till like, at least 3.
Mm-hmm. But we finished at noon, and it was straight up, like, nothing until 2 o'clock for the Street Fighter tournament, which... For people that don't like Street Fighter, that's a big nothing burger.
And Tekken is better.
The cosplay contest, I mean, Smash is also very hype to watch, but Nintendo has their thing with that.
Everybody's got their thing, right? Yeah.
But, like, their big thing was the cosplay contest, which is generally the event or activity that draws in the most general crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't until the very end of the day. And this goes back to the very beginning when we talked about pricing, and I was like, the super awesome 15-minute early entrance if you got the VIP thing. Like, imagine getting the VIP pass, getting there at 10, finishing walking around, by 11 to 11:30, depending on the pace of you walking and how much you're trying to buy and that sort of thing. And then you're like, okay, what do I do next? And there's nothing until 4 that interests you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could leave and come back, but it doesn't... I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, that kind of defeats the purpose a little bit to me. Like, there was no reason to buy, unless you absolutely wanted the badge, there was no reason to buy the VIP pass, because the 15 minutes was inconsequential, because, like, nothing was selling out. There weren't any, important to note, there weren't any actual, like, official vendors. They were all local, like, mom and pop or thrift shops that just brought whatever they could find.
Can I ask a question? I have a question about things
yes.
you saw.
Yes.
So here's one thing that I'm curious about. There's certain things we see at a big con, and I'm just going to go down a list and see if it's there. It's a small con, I know.
Ooh, this is a good one. Yeah, this is a good game.
So you guys already mentioned you saw figures, you saw art, you saw plushies. Did you see the typical... Did you see an 18-plus booth?
No. It was there was no 18-plus, and their cosplay contest information said they strictly followed PG-13 and under for this convention.
Makes sense. Was there a prop or weapons booth?
No, actually.
Okay. We'll see. Body pillows?
No.
Interesting, because those usually right, Saeed? do pretty good.
No body pillows.
Those do pretty good. Manga booth.
Yes, there was.
Yes. So that was probably the most convention feel at this convention. You know how there's always the huge manga booth with the really expensive figures, like above the manga volumes, Demetrius?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
There was one of those, but it was only one shelf, front and back, not one you like really walk into, and it was maybe a quarter of the size of the walkthrough that you normally go through at a main convention.
Okay, I mean that's cool. I mean I'm a big frequenter of the manga places in a convention, always looking for a certain volume.
Mm-hmm. There was one.
Okay, this is manga. What else? DVDs or Blu-rays?
Yeah, there was some.
But not dedicated DVD and
Blu-ray. Yeah. It was at the retro place, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a retro place that had, like, video games, consoles, DVDs, that sort of thing.
What about the Marines or the FBI?
Oh, God, no. Anime okay. New York, my brother.
Anime New York. I know they had those. Those are the big ones that I was curious about.
Oh, there was a booth pretty much exclusively, and this is super interesting. This is what they showed. They marketed a lot on their social media when I looked up their Facebook page, was the booth that sells those Boba Cup stuffed animals.
I've never seen
this. You know what I mean? It's like a plush that looks like a cup of boba, but has a little smiley face on it.
Yeah.
I bought one for my sister from an anime convention from like Otakon a few years ago. That was there.
Sounds cute.
So I see that at every convention, but like I went into it expecting to buy an enamel pin at least, because I get one at every convention. And there was only one booth selling enamel pins, and it was like a furry booth, and I wasn't about to get no furry enamel pin.
You guys both already mentioned the person walking on four legs earlier in the podcast. Was there any?
Yeah, there were.
What was the most?
Two.
Oh, there's two. I mean, it happened. Whatever, probably. You know, live your life, bark if you want to, but where? What was the most unique booth that you saw that was like interesting?
Saeed, it had to be that the one with all the toys, right? That we talked about earlier.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So the Dragon Ball toys, the retro toys, basically.
It was those retro Dragon Ball toys, and then it also like awakened things in me, like memories in me that I like, didn't remember until I saw the particular toy. Like, there was the Game Boy. It was in box. This was one thing I almost bought. It was, like, a Game Boy Color toy that had a little Pokeball on a string attached to it. And it came with a couple little mini plastic Pokemon. And you would put the Pokeball on a string in the Game Boy and push a button. And it would, like, spring-loaded throw the Pokeball forward.
Oh, boy.
Huh. I remember having this as a young child. Like, this is something I specifically remember having. And then sleeping they had, like, memories. Old Megazords. Yeah, and, like, Saeed, they had the, I think you mentioned it, Saeed, they had the Super Saiyan Gohan in the, like, Buu Saga outfit with the glowy hair.
Yeah.
Was, like, locked in a pose. With a weird, messed up face, but, like, that was probably the most unique booth. In terms of, I don't know, in terms of the vibe of the convention, there was one booth that felt a little more professional than all the others, that had some actual legit official Bluefin Tamashii Nations figures, but there still weren't that many of them. It was like some of the typical, like, Manga Dimensions Bakugo you see, or like Manga Dimensions Naruto you see, and they were kind of overpriced even for convention standards. Because that was, like, the higher-class-feeling anime booth.
Right.
But, yeah, it was one of those where Saeed and I, leading up to it, we talked about this, too. We read the list of vendors that were going to be there, and on paper it looked like a lot.
Yeah.
But then when we got there, it felt like nothing.
Were there any empty booth spots? Like, you know how we show up to...
Otacon, no, it was kind of crowded.
Oh, so it was crowded. Okay.
I think there was one. I think there was one empty booth spot we saw, but I don't know if it had made a difference.
Because I know, like,
Alicia's anime was listed on the website, and I could not find the booth to save my life.
Oh. Huh.
So throw that back to KatsuCon.
Yeah. Yeah, because sometimes I know it's a one-day convention, so it doesn't necessarily apply. But one of the things that we see typically is if you show up to a convention early, like if the convention starts on a Friday, most vendors are actually there on the Saturday following.
Yeah. Now, it would have been interesting to see if people showed up, because there were a couple booths that were empty that had little name tags on it. But it would be interesting to see if they showed up like later in the day, because again, we left at noon and there were still technically 5 hours to go.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you'd set up with the public walking around and stuff.
Right.
So.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. It was interesting. It didn't really feel like an anime convention.
It sounds like,
honest.
To me, and I'll let you guys answer the question, do you feel it was worth the money you spent?
I'll throw that to Saeed first.
For me, no. Because I've been to anime conventions. Why would I want to come to something like this again?
Yeah, for me...
I have vested interest now to actually go back to see improvement. But
yeah.
If we didn't have this podcast or anything like that, I wouldn't go back.
Yeah, like... I would say... On one hand, I spent $10 and I got to go to a first-time anime convention with one of my best friends in Saeed. Which was fun, right? We hung out. Caught up.
The hanging out's always fun. That's
a
given.
I didn't have to pay $10 to do that, you know? And it's not like $10 is super expensive, but we could have just hung out and gotten the same effect.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in that regard, I didn't really have to spend $10 to do it, so I guess it wasn't super worth it. The interesting take was one of my coworkers that I play Magic the Gathering with. This is actually how I found out about it. One of my coworkers I play Magic with weekly brought it up to me that this was happening because he has a daughter that likes anime who has never been to an anime convention, and she doesn't super do well in crowds. And this was a smaller one, so he was like, we're going to this one, and I didn't even know what was going on, so that's when I hit Saeed up and was like, would you be interested in going? But I asked him, I was like, so what do you think about it? And he was like, honestly, it wasn't what he expected from an anime convention, because he goes to other conventions, like modeling conventions, gun conventions, like other right. hobbyist conventions. So he's like, it didn't feel all that impressive to him, which is a shame if that's your first impression of an anime convention. But he said for his younger daughter, who had never been to an anime convention before and who never did really well in crowds, it was about at the right level for her to take it.
That's good.
Oh, that's good.
So this was, I think we talked about it, Saeed, for younger kids, because they asked everyone to adhere to that PG-13 standpoint. This mm-hmm. could have been, like, there were a lot of families going to this.
Yep.
Like, lots of kids okay. in strollers type of
Yeah, people. That's a question that I neglected to ask, like, the demographic.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it was younger.
A lot of adults. But
adults and, younger. Like, the adults usually accompanied by children, I would say. Okay.
And
that's
I think
good, though.
I think the biggest issue here is that it was branded as Anime Fredericksburg. Like, this could have easily been called, like, Pop Culture Fredericksburg or something like that. And it maybe would have fit a little better than Anime Fredericksburg. But the moment, at least for me, that you slap anime onto the branding of the event, I expect it to be, to a certain degree, focused on that rather than just...
Yeah, but we understand it's their first time.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
And some little things that they can improve on is some, like, actual branding things around the convention to entice people to take pictures or something, have, like, your, like, banners on the ceiling and stuff like that, because it seemed kind of bare, in my opinion. Just to, I guess, word of mouth hype it up, give people a reason to take pictures and post it, and then their friends are going to ask, oh, where was this? And you'll say, oh, so it was in Fredericksburg. And say, oh, I'll go next year, type of thing. Just little things
yeah,
like
there
that.
There was no, like...
No backdrops.
Unless you got a badge. Yeah, no backdrops. No, like... And again, small convention, but no Anime Fredericksburg branded stuff. Right? Like,
right.
You walk in to Otakon or Katsukon, and at least there are Otakon and Katsukon signs.
Bro,
you can get
Otakon
an
Otakon is
or
huge.
Katsukon t-shirt. Dude, the first thing...
They
like,
roll
this,
it out on the outside of the
this.
Building.
Yeah, the first thing you see for Otakon is the outside of the building fully decked out. You might not be able to do that at this side or this size, but then you walk in, and like this past year for Otakon that was trains-themed, there was a huge arch that was like Otakon train theme, like Otakon station, now boarding and that type of deal. And while that scale might not exactly be like,
in the budget for something.
Yeah, in the budget for this, like have it more like spaces more consistently around. Like they had one photo booth for cosplayers that had some branding on it. But generally people aren't going to really like go in there not in cosplay and take pictures in plain clothes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Huh. So, and that goes back to the just experience thing. Like, this just felt like you went to, like, a swap meet / farmer's market type of deal where all they sold was, like, retro or old pop culture stuff sprinkled in with a little bit of anime. That's my overall take. Which again goes to like the level of vendor that you can attract, or like the amount of money you want to spend to get certain people to come here, or the branding in general. Like I'd be interested, and for all our listeners out here, Demetrius, you can give me your thought here, and then our listeners can look it up later if they want. But I'm going to send to our group chat now the Anime Fredericksburg mascot.
Is it a tanuki?
And no. It's not. So I just
I'm
sent
disappointed.
It to the group chat.
Okay.
And I'm interested in your thought on the Anime Fredericksburg mascot. Because there was a Cartoon Network show that Saeed and I said this reminded us more of than an anime convention.
I can't place it, but it looks familiar. So it's basically...
We thought this was more like Steven Universe than anime.
Yeah, because it's basically what? Maybe a teenage girl holding a large sword with electricity and some type of headphones on, some big red hair. Which
yeah. In that kind of Steven Universe art style.
Yeah, more Western cartoon, which isn't bad. It's just, if you're going to call it anime, and it does look...
And hazy. Also, this wasn't like featured anywhere throughout the convention. It was maybe in the check-in table area where they scanned your QR codes to give you that. Like, there was a little bit of branding there. But when you actually get into the main areas, there was nothing. One more thing to the checklist, though, Demetrius. They did have a wrapped truck of Uraraka from My Hero in there.
Yeah.
A what?
Like, you know how they always have those cars? Like, those wrapped cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a truck, but it was Uraraka. It was the Uravity truck.
Bro, she's a minor. So I don't think this is appropriate.
Hmm?
No, it wasn't in like a sexual way.
Oh, it was her. Okay. So it's not like the other.
No, it was literally just like a.
It was like they took a picture of her and they just wrapped the car in the picture of her.
Okay. Good clarification. Thank you. Thank you, boys.
Yeah. But they did have one of those. So hey, at least there's that. But
that's cool, though.
In general, it's like for this particular convention. If I had to give it a rating.
Yes, yeah, like no need to give it a score.
A critique.
Like here's the scale that I'll give you. Here's a scale that I'll give you. Ranging from there's three scores or three ratings. Would never go again. I'd go again to see improvement. Or yes, I'm definitely going. Where would you land?
Oh, I'd go again to see improvement.
Same.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because what I think the potential of this convention is I think the ceiling for this convention is a off-season, like off-convention season, get-together to give you that convention feel.
Right, because I was
right before Thanksgiving,
point,
too.
Yeah, I was going to bring up the point that the turnout was, I think, better than they would have hoped for because it was, like, constantly people in there. And a lot of people in there. For as long as we were in there, like, at least the first 2-3 hours. So turnout-wise, they had the foot traffic, which I guess is the ultimate goal. But just little things like we mentioned earlier to improve upon just aesthetically. It's mainly just aesthetics for me. And aesthetics on top of having something going on at least once every hour or something that makes people want to stay there after they're done shopping or something, get food from the convenience whatever vendors over there and then sit down and just watch something going on, be it some kind of panel or something.
You guys mentioned that they had like the food area for like chicken strips. Other food was there? Was there a good food selection or was it just chicken strips?
No, it was straight up like when you go to a convention center and it's like the chicken strip or hamburger option.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But overpriced. Like my coworker went across the street to Wegmans for lunch.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. From what I'm hearing you guys say, the first or second year that we did Otakon, one of the cooler things was they had like a food court or a smaller anime themed food court. Maybe they could do something along those lines and get some local vendors and it would be cool. Yeah, food trucks are awesome. People love food trucks.
Yeah, it literally for me, Saeed said aesthetics, right? Like there definitely is a way to brand this better. For me, it comes down to find a way to distill. And this sounds like overly complicated, but really it's not. Find a way to distill that anime convention experience down into an 8 hour period.
It's got to be packed, like, baby. Got to pack it with events. Like,
yeah, and it's not even like that. Sounds like I'm. Oh yeah, like it's so easy to do. But when I say it and it sounds complicated, I really, again, don't think it is. Something as easy as, because, you know, myself, I'm big into Magic the Gathering, and I have a lot of friends that play it here that also are into anime. Something like opening up a side room for people to play board games, like every convention does. Scheduling themed, like the themed cosplay get-togethers that every convention does based off of cosplay that you know is going to be there, so that people who are interested in taking photos could go to an area in the convention center and see all the Demon Slayer cosplayers or all the One Piece cosplayers or all the Sailor Moon cosplayers all there. Like, have that be every 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
To be able to pad out the time until your cosplay contest. Maybe have a mini masquerade where you're... Because at the end of the day, like, all these events are fan and participant sourced. Like, have an area where people can get up there and do a little skit or a musical number or something, like a lot of these conventions do. The interactivity, and Saeed mentioned the word earlier, the retention, that was my issue. Because this, like, it got me ready for KatsuCon. Because I was like, oh yeah, like, I'm ready to go to an actual convention. Like, I want to go to an actual convention. But I feel like it could get me ready to go to KatsuCon in the regard that I could be like, man, that was just a short day of what a huge convention could be like. So I'm ready to go, if that makes sense. Like, there's a way to make this that nice, whet your appetite, get ready for all the big ones coming up in the winter and the spring and summer for a day without being too expensive, without making you, at least in this local area, drive too far. Like, there's room for improvement that I'm interested to see how far it gets taken to.
I wasn't there. Yeah. But I, from hearing you guys talk about it, I'd be more interested in them improving the aesthetics and, you know, food and all that other stuff, but really leaning into the local feel. Like, get to know your local anime fans / you know, potential friends. How do you do that? That's maybe more of what I would expect from a smaller convention like this, especially because it's right before Thanksgiving.
Yep. And the aesthetically too, Saeed, you commented on it. The branding for some of these stores, with them all being local stores, I don't know which stores were which. Like, it would have been cool to be able to feature or have more clearly
where we are. Yeah. We're located here, you know?
Yeah. Like, this could be a cool hub for the local, your point, Demetrius, for the local anime community in Northern Virginia. That's not just a huge deal. But, hey, always room for improvement next year.
Overall, it sounds, even though there's lots of opportunities, it sounds like a good base to grow on.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think Saeed and I said it leaving. The best thing about this convention was it existing. Because it's the potential for it to grow and improve to a point where it's like, for cheap, when you're kind of craving that convention feel, but there's no huge convention going on, you can go get a little taste of it for a little bit.
And they have potential to expand because they only use about half the venue,
Yeah, I mean, I know it's called Anime Fredericksburg, but every convention, at least we call KatsuCon Katsu. So maybe, hey, you want to go to AF?
Yeah.
It's right down the road, you know?
Something like that. And
if they get to the point in the future where they grow out of the Fredericksburg Convention Center, would it be a good idea for them to call the convention something else altogether, not location based?
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think like, man, what was the point I was going with? I don't know. I just have a lot of thoughts on this. Like, I remember it now. I remember when we were going to Otakon and KatsuCon, and Demetrius, you've seen it, Saeed, you've seen it, the people with the OG shirts.
Uh-huh.
Like, Otakon 1998 or jeez, something like yeah. that. And the host of the masquerade gets up there, and he's like, man, I remember the first Otakon that was in the lobby of a Holiday Inn, and look at where we are now. Like, that's the type of growth, maybe not to the scale of Otakon, being the largest fan-run anime convention on the East Coast. Maybe not to that scale. But it would be cool to one day be able to look back and be like, man, I remember when Anime Fredericksburg was just one room. And it was just a couple rows. And they only had one cosplay contest. Something like that, I feel like, would be really cool.
Yeah. Which definitely leads into Saeed's question about maybe rebranding. Just a good question to ask.
Mm-hmm. And that brings us to the very beginning again of TanukiCon was scheduled for the exact same day in the exact same place, but then all the registration for TanukiCon with their little Tanuki mascot, which people, for people that don't know what that is, which if you're listening to this anime podcast and you're 57 minutes deep into this anime podcast, you might know what it is, but it's like a raccoon dog. Typical Chopper. Anime and Japanese
basically
folklore.
Chopper.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of looks a little bit like Chopper. But mysteriously, every TanukiCon thing vanished and pivoted to Anime Fredericksburg. So, whatever is going on behind the scenes there, hopefully they had it figured out. Hopefully they figure it out. And hopefully in the future they're able to refine the product. Because, again, your first try is always going to be a little rough. But it's good that rather than the basic platform feeling flawed of the event, it's the let's add on to this platform critiques now that are out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be cool to see how they do it next year. If they do it next
maybe
year.
Maybe eight.
I don't know. They didn't post attendance numbers.
Maybe they invite the Bebop boys to the next one. Who knows?
Maybe we've discussed, you know? Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
But any other comments, Saeed, before we wrap this up here?
No, just that I still recommend everyone at least try to go to at least one anime convention, like a decent-sized one, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's a also, good time. Piggybacking off of that, too, don't let kind of some of the criticisms we had of this anime convention deter you from going to your own small local anime conventions.
Right. We're jaded. Because we've been to big ones.
We've been bought out.
Yeah, for sure. But also, like, it's just good to be able to, like, your question, Demetrius, of was it worth the $10? And Saeed and I were ultimately like, no, because we could have just hung out. It'll have been worth the $10 if they do this again.
Yeah.
Because that means that the support from the anime community was strong enough that they're convinced they can do it again. That's when it will have been worth it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Grow the community, you know?
It's there.
There's a lot of friends in Fredericksburg that are into anime. I was shocked.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people.
I think the community is there. The real goal of any convention is to bring it together.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it sounds like it has a pretty good foundation. So hopefully, Anime Fredericksburg, or whatever they decide to call themselves moving forward, can continue to grow and really bring a light on the local scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because anime is getting more and more mainstream, you know. It's not quite mainstream in the way that it is in its mother country, but it's becoming more and more prevalent when you look at sales charts in America, both for anime and manga, and book sales and merchandise sales, and pop culture is slowly morphing into pop culture stores and sections are slowly morphing into more and more anime stores and sections. So in a way, it feels like that local scene, to a certain degree, is being lost by more corporate functions or larger functions. So being able to shine a light, like you said, Demetrius, on the local spot is pretty cool. But everybody, that's going to wrap this up. By the time this episode goes live, boys, do you know what? Because this episode's going up pretty quick after we record it. You know what day's coming up in for our good old American listeners here?
Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. So happy Thanksgiving to all our American listeners.
We're thankful for all of you.
Yeah.
Also, I'm thankful for you too. Thankful for you too as well. Thankful for you too as well.
You know? Thankful for you, likewise, you guys as well.
Likewise. First, I thought you said YouTube. Here.
To YouTube. I love YouTube.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm not. I do love... Shout out to Braille Skateboarding on YouTube. I've been addicted to that channel, bro. I don't even skate anymore. But they're just so infectious. So, shout out to Braille on YouTube. But, thankful for our listeners. Thankful for both of you guys. And thankful that we're getting back into the spirit of recording and releasing. So, with that being said, again... If you would like to support the podcast, your listen is good enough for us. A follow on Instagram would be great at @bebop_banter. And joining our Patreon would be stupendous.
Stupendous.
So if that's how you guys want to, stupendous, you know. So if that's how you all want to interact, it'd be awesome. But we just love having you all here. So from myself, Wes, and from my co-hosts, Demetrius and Saeed, happy Thanksgiving, and you guys know what to do.
To be continued.
Bebop, don't stop.
Peace.